Tamira Inatulaeva is a retired cardiologist, and her husband, Sahib Animov, was a professor of Central Asian history at the University of Samarkand. They came to the U.S. from Uzbekistan 6 years ago, and Tamira teaches Uzbek cooking classes in her home now. She is the official cook in the house, but Sahib is her willing assistant. And one of the dishes that her students love to make is barak, a kind of dumpling that if you just looked at it, you might mistake for a wonton or really more like a tortelloni. But that's less surprising when you remember that Uzbekistan is smack in the middle of the Silk Road. Barak happens to be a dish that the couple make together when we spend a morning with them in their home in Brooklyn. So Tamira, Sahib, thank you so much for having us in your house.
Thank you so much for coming. Welcome to our home.
It's beautiful. I love seeing all the pottery from Uzbekistan. It's gorgeous patterns. Your Samarkandian silk paper. And you're going to make barak with us today, or at least you're going to show me how to fold barak. But before we start, can you tell us a little bit about barak? What are they?
Okay. Barak is Samarkandian dumplings. So barak is Uzbek dumplings, but in different places of Uzbekistan, the name of this dish is different. For example, in Tashkent, they say chuchvara, in Bukhara, they say tushbera, and in Samarkand, we say barak. Barak came from the word baraka, which means prosperity and wellness.
Really?
Yes. And happiness. And the feeling in barak can be very different. And if it is different feeling, can be different name. For example, filling can be with butternut squash and onion, it will be kadu barak. If it is a filling with herbs, it will be alafi barak. If it is filling with meat mixed with mint, it will be pudina barak. And if it will be filling with eggs, it will be tuhum barak. Today we will make regular barak, simply filling meat and onion and salt, nothing more.
Okay.
This is a recipe of my mom.
Really?
And this barak, I think this is the best in the world.
No. It has to be. If it's your mom's, by definition, it has to be the best in the world.
I need to say it is an old recipe. It is just a way that your mom cooks barak in this way.
Okay, so now you've made the filling already.
Yes.
It's beef, salt, and onions just mixed together.
Mm-hmm. And now I will roll out the dough and cut the dough for small squares, and we will put on every square a little bit meat and fold barak.
Great.
Okay?
Ready to go.
So for dough we need egg, water, a little bit oil, and flour.
You have this nice dough already mixed. You've pat it into a circle.
Yes, I will make big round and then we'll cut it to the small squares.
Okay. When you make barak like this, is this usually, do you make it by yourself or do you make this together?
Okay, barak before, many years ago, it was not everyday dish.
Okay.
It was a holiday dish because we have big families in Uzbekistan, and usually in our country with family live elder people like grandmothers, grandfathers, there can be also uncles and aunts. So big family. So the family members around the table, especially children, and all they are helping to make barak. And I want to say that in Uzbekistan, cooking, it is not simply cooking. It is the way of socializing, the way of sharing the knowledges. It is the way that brings families and friends more closer to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, you see the smell of
the oil. Yeah.
It is also good, and we do it on holidays. It because we can't send to the heaven nothing, only
right
smell.
So you like to fry them, so
you can
let the heavens know that
we've got
them in mind.
Thinking about the people, our favorite people who passed.
Mm-hmm.
So
earlier you had said in Uzbekistan a lot of families have pretty specific roles for the men and women. But that's not the way that you've done it in your family. And you've both shared in the cooking.
Yeah.
Why is that?
How can I explain this? In our past life in Uzbekistan, we very busy in our job. Mm-hmm. And only in the kitchen we can do something together, be closer to each other. And we try to keep every moment when we are together, even in kitchen. So I help her a lot. But when I cook, I don't like somebody in kitchen. I cook only myself. But Damira, she likes when I near her, and I can do nothing. But if I near her, she feels herself better.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
It was
35,
more than 35 years ago.
I love it when you've lost count. It's like, 35, 40, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Almost 40.
What's 5 years between friends?
Can you help me, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're about to start wrapping the dumplings. You've rolled this beautiful dough out.
Yeah.
You folded it into these strips. You cut them into these beautiful squares. Mm-hmm. And now it's about a teaspoon of this filling in each square.
Yeah, this is a little bit maybe not easy for the first time, but nothing complicated. Fold one, fold two, the third finger in front, and
they're so cute.
Yeah.
They're like little rainbow tortellinis.
I love when you put it in beautiful way. Okay.
Oh. Okay. So
here.
The way it works is there's a little dot of the filling in the center of the square. You fold the bottom of the square up, and then you fold the top of that square back down to create a double layer, and then you curl the whole thing around your little finger so it has a little belly button shape. Okay, so you've been married 35, maybe 40 years.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
This is a good question.
She likes to
almost
tell
on
this
every
story.
Class I have these questions. People curious about it. But I will tell you that it is nothing unusual.
Okay.
I was a student of the medical school in Samarkand, and Sahib was a student of Samarkand State University. And one day there was a big party. Mm-hmm. And I were there with my friends, and Sahib came there with his friends. And you know how it's happening, music, dancing, and he invited me for dance.
Good move.
And we start to dance, and he looked at me like, it was, oh my God, I can't tell you. It was everything in this glance, everything. Love, passion, tenderness, admiration. And I said to myself, oh, wow. So, and we danced, and I wanted this dance never stopped. Oh. But music finished, and I gave him my phone number. He gave me his phone number, and we start dating.
I want to say a couple words about fate. So I didn't want to go to this party.
Okay.
But one of my friends, he promised me that he brought some workbooks and some notebooks for the test. So I went there only for these stuffs. So when
you want the answer to the test?
Yes. I need to prepare for the test. I was very responsible with learning. So then when I got everything, I decided to left. The party was in the second floor of the club, and I went to the downstairs, went to the front door, and tried to open it, but it was locked. Then I said to myself, okay, maybe I need to be here it is my destiny. So and I sit in the corner and notice a group of girls, and among them one girl, unlike anyone else. So he was beauty, but when started to talk, I realized that together with her beauty, she's very smart, very has very sharp mind, and has deep knowledge of everything.
Yeah.
And it hit me like a thunderbolt. I say, oh, it's unusual girl. So,
see, but I have to tell you why you've been lost in this memory. Demir has also gone and made all the rest of the dumplings. So she's very quick too. She's quick in lots of ways.
Okay. He never told me this story. I love this story.
This is a good one.
She doesn't know many things.
So earlier you had said part of the reason why you two have always cooked together is because you just love having time for each other. Yeah. And when you're busy, being in the kitchen was a way you can do that. For me, I love my wife dearly. We don't cook together. We don't have like a good rapport in the kitchen. The communication isn't always the same, and sometimes it gets frustrating. We bump into each other, and so it's just easier for us if I'm doing the cooking and I'm just doing the cooking. Mm-hmm. If she wants to do something, she wants to do something. And we kind of, that's not a place where we can always connect. Mm-hmm. How did you two learn to connect together while cooking? Or how do you keep that communication going while you're cooking?
First day after our marriage, I never cooked.
Yeah, she taught you to cook.
Yeah, Damir that time was not perfect cook too. And she tried to surprise me with her skills in kitchen. Yeah. And one day, I think it's good if you tell this story.
I will tell this story. Okay.
Because
you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
At that period, it was not popular to eat outside. The food outside was not good, and mostly
we cooked the story about the Cherchoyets.
Yeah, we cooked in the kitchen, and one day I wanted to surprise my husband. He loved to eat for breakfast traditional food, that is milk with black tea, adding a little bit
butter
and heavy cream and walnuts and bread. And I prepared this food for him and was very proud about this.
Don't
touch the towel. Yeah.
At that time, my brother was also in our home. I served to them both, and my brother took the spoon and tried this food and said to me, "Oh, you know, I'm late.
I gotta go."
And he left the home. I said, "Okay." And then my husband, he tried it and looked at me very attentively. And I said, "What?" He said, "Nothing." And he ate everything to the end. And then he left. And next I saw to myself, and it was very, very salty. It was
horrible salty.
Unbelievable salty. But he ate everything to the end. Maybe he loved me then.
I don't know. No, I just motivated you to be perfect in your way of cooking.
So now that the barak are all made, you like to cook them two different ways, right? You like to boil them and fry them.
Yes.
Which way should we do today?
First, we will fry it.
Okay.
And we will boil other part. This kind of barak, fried barak, usually on the table on wedding parties. Mm. And it was many years ago, and the same the modern days also. Because what is barak? Barak, it is the food or wishing prosperity to the young couple. Mm.
So if you fry it, it looks golden. Is there like a symbol of that? Is that like a symbolism?
No, we just try to fry it very good.
So So the fried barak you would serve on the table as an appetizer, and boiled barak you serve as a main dish.
Right.
Yeah. So when barak will float, mm-hmm. I will add water into the pot, and it float again. And I will put water. And when it float the third time, I will take it to the plate and serve it with butter and sour cream.
Sounds good. So Demir, you said cooking is your passion, and mm-hmm. you love to be in the kitchen, and you love Sahib to be here with you, and you feel more confident. I did notice before he was trying to help you fry, and you sort of swat his hand away. Mm-hmm. So at that time, were you ever thinking like, okay, just please get out of here, I can do this myself?
You know, I love him to be near me, because he's helped me at that time, but it is other question. Have he time to be near me at that period?
Yeah. Right.
But here in America, we have more time to spend together because of our work.
Yeah.
In our country, we haven't time. We met only at night.
Right.
Because his job was the daytime and at night. And
I worked in two places, so that's what's...
Yeah.
It's other story.
It is other story.
And so you just like each other's company. Yeah, especially here, because you have more time for it.
Yes, I told you that our life changed totally when we came here 6 years ago. We have a little bit more free time than we had in Uzbekistan. Our children grow, but we have grandchildren.
Well, looks like the barak are done.
Yeah.
Ready to come out.
So you see, very fast.
Yeah.
Delicious dish.
We'll see.
Yes, it is delicious. I know. I'm sure.
You've made this before. You know how the story ends.
Actually, the amount of salt, always check.
That's your job?
Checking the salt.
That's your job? You're the salt checker? So these big platters of boiled dumplings. Here comes some butter.
Mm-hmm.
And by some, I really mean some butter.
It is more heavier than fried dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is...
That's half a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's an exciting moment in my week.
So.
So actually, when you strain the dumplings, you left a little bit of the water in the plate,
right.
But now that you're stirring the butter
yes,
in, it
yes,
kind of creates
yes.
a sauce. This is great.
Voila. Yeah. And a little bit ground black pepper.
Okay. I kind of want to taste the fried barak first. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
You have three ways how to taste it. Plain, mm-hmm. or just dip it in the vinegar.
Oh, cool.
Or eat it together with sugar.
With sugar?
Right.
Really?
You have opportunity to do it.
Okay. Okay, so these beautiful little fried beef dumplings with some sugar on top. This is fascinating. Ah, so good. That's so good. I've never had something like that before. Because it is a savory, delicious filling, but just a little bit of sugar on top.
Right.
Oh, it's just phenomenal. Right. I can't wait to go eat this with you. Thank you so much for having us in your kitchen, in your home, and let's go have lunch.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our home. And usually in our country, people say, you bring light to our home. Today, you really bring light to our home.
It got a little bit sunnier while we were here. Yeah. Thank you. Let's do this. Demira Inatulayeva teaches classes for the League of Kitchens in New York City. And Sahib Animov is her husband and occasional assistant. You can find the recipe for barak at splendidtable.org.